If you're wanting to hit your goals this 2024, it's going to come down to this one to five things. It really is. So let's talk about it.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. One, two.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, hope you're crushing, hope you're conquering life. If you're feeling down, just know that you are in charge of your feelings, you're in charge of your goals, you're in charge of your actions, you're in charge of your weight loss journey, you're in charge of your strength journey, you're in charge of your faith journey, you are in charge. You can make the choice today to live on, people. To live on, to keep going. Let me give you a little update. I am 11 weeks post-surgery. I feel great. I just met with my doctor, and he said in 6 weeks, there'll be hardly any limitations. In 6 weeks, man, I kid you not. There was a time when I thought I would never walk again. I was so down. I was such in the dark. I looked at my leg and I would ask myself, how in the world am I ever going to walk again? I would watch the Pat McAfee show. I'd look at Aaron Rodgers and I was like, man, this guy's going to play football in a month. And I'm over here just still, I'm seated. And yes, I know he's got the best doctors in the world. He's got PT every single day. I get that. But at the end of the day, you do play that comparison game. You do play it no matter what. You do when it comes to that. And I did. And I just thought to myself, how in the world am I going to walk when this guy's playing, going to be able to play football? He didn't play football, but I'm walking, baby. I'm not talking crap about Aaron. I think it's pretty cool that he's doing what he's doing, but I did play that comparison game for a little while, but I'm so excited. I feel good. I'm no longer doing physical therapy because I feel like at this point, I really can take over my own physical therapy, being a trainer and knowing my limitations and knowing where, like, as long as I don't run or I don't jump, I'm going to be doing okay. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to jump. There's no reason to do that right now. Maybe here in 6 weeks when I see the doc again, he tells me, you know what? Try everything you want. You go for a jog. But I think the big thing for me at that point is going to be overcoming the fear of hurting it again. I think the overcoming that. I'm not going to go and do something crazy. I'm not going to go run a marathon. I'm not going to do anything that's crazy. My only question that I had for the guy today was, can I row? Can I use the row machine? Because I have to get my cardio up a little bit. And he said, well, just be careful. Which is fine with me because I'm not going to push it. I said, I don't need to do the rower. If there's too much strain or too much on the push-off, then I'm not going to do it. But I just know if you're in a struggling, if you're on the struggle bus right now, because it is 2024, you don't know where to start. Just know, just start and then have an end goal. Have something to look forward to. So I'm going to break it up into 6 weeks. I thought this was a great time to help you break this up into a six-week plan, a six-week goal. So the first thing is you're going to have to make the decision, whatever your goal may be, whether it's to lose 30 pounds, it's to get stronger, it's to walk longer, it's to jog, it's to run, it's to lift weights, it's to whatever it may be. It has to be something that you really, really are going to want to achieve. You're going to have to write it down. It's going to have to become such a big part of your life. And that's what this has really done for me. This has become such a huge thing in my life to where it's opened me up with goal setting even more. And my goal in 6 weeks is to be able to run. My goal in 6 weeks is to be able to hit the pavement and jog if I wanted to. That's my goal. And I'm going to want to. I hate to say if I want to, because it is going to be my goal. So if your goal is to, let's just keep it simple. If your goal is to lose 30 pounds, if your goal is to lose 20 pounds, let's keep it so simple. You are going to have to write this down. You're going to have to put it somewhere, someplace that you either take a screenshot, put it on your phone, put it up in your bathroom, write it on your bathroom mirror with an Expo marker. Just putting it somewhere, knowing that you're going to see it every single day. Here's the thing, though. You're going to have to give something up. So for me, I'm going to have to give up something. So you're going to have to, there's going to have to be some sacrifice in it, right? So if for you, you're going to maybe have to give up your favorite Netflix show. It's going to have to be giving up Cokes. You're going to have to give up something, right? There's always something, payment to be made. There's always that. You're going to have to pay the dues, man. You're going to have to give up something, right? So for me, I'm going to have to give up some of these lifts that I enjoy doing, which I love doing incline dumb bench press. So I'm going to really have to zone in on my single leg balance work. I'm going to have to start doing more lunging, start doing some of those things to help me, but not go too crazy, right? Just keep it in mind, keep it in moderation, but I'm really going to have to give something up. How many hours is it going to take for you to lose weight? How many workouts are you going to have to do a week in order for you to lose weight? How many of those things? So I think in the end, or in the beginning, you're going to have to really start to dive into that and write it down and commit to it. And let someone know that you're committing to it. Let somebody know that you love that you're committing to it. And tell them, this is an important thing for me. I want to achieve this. I already know when I go home after my doctor's appointment, I already know that I'm going to tell Kate, hey, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to do. This is it. So this is where I want to go, right? I'm going to run in 6 weeks, but these are the steps that I'm going to need to do this. I may have to get up a little bit earlier and get on the bike. I may have to get up a little bit earlier or stay a little later and walk. Or I may have to do some single leg balance. I may have to do these things. But I really do think that's mine. This isn't yours, but I do think you're going to have to communicate that with yourself and with somebody else. It has to be such a tunnel vision of clarity for you that you know that this is what you're wanting to do. Because if it's not, you're going to make excuses. If it's not, you're going to come up with an excuse every single time when it's like just yesterday, it was raining here in Abilene, Texas. And I know people at the gym, they don't want to come when it's yucky. Why? If you've made it a habit, if you've made it something that you really want to achieve, you're not going to give anything up. You're not going to give up your fitness. You're going to give everything else up. You're going to go and you're going to accomplish it. And that's what this injury has done for me. But I've made it known with my family. I've made it known with my trainers. I've made it known with people around me that this is what I want to achieve. I'm going to do this. I have tunnel vision, baby, and you're not going to get in the way of it. I'm going to accomplish this. I'm going to do everything I can to achieve it. And the same thing goes for you. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do with this? You can do this, but you're going to have to give up some things. You're going to have to give up that beer, that alcohol, those foods. For a little while, not forever, but you're going to have to, right? And then it's going to consume your mind. You want it to consume your mind so much, you want to read it aloud. You want your goal. I want to lose 30 pounds by what date, right? You're going to go, I'm going to lose it by May 1st. That's a good goal, right? I'm going to lose 10 pounds by 6 weeks on this day, February the 15th. I don't know what 6 weeks is, but. And then ultimately, I'm going to lose it by May 1st, all of it. But you have to commit to it, and you have to tell yourself every single day, morning and night, this is your goal. So it consumes your mind when you go and you go out to eat with your friends, or you go to a party, or you have an extra. You're like, you know what? Maybe I should. Maybe I shouldn't eat that. You shouldn't eat it, right? So whatever it is for you, if you want to get stronger, if you want to lift more weights, if you want to hire somebody as a trainer, if you need accountability, that's where trainers come in, man. That's where we come in. But it ultimately comes down to you. Ultimately, it comes down to how bad do you want this? How bad do you want to achieve this? How bad are you going after this? Write it down. Commit to it. Accomplish it. And every day for the next however long it takes for you to get there, you need to read it aloud and you need to look at it, and it needs to become part of your life. I think that's the biggest thing for you right now. But you can do it. I believe in you. I do. I do believe in you. I believe in you more than you will ever know. Okay, that's all I got for you today. I got things to do. I'm going to go crush my own goals. So if you need any help, reach out on Instagram, Facebook, BUSTOS Training, Bustos Training. Follow everywhere on every app. Thank you, guys, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.